Wikipedia.
Today is Friday, December 13th, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Jack the Ripper Stalks His Victims. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Wikipedia podcast script. Introduction, music fades in. Hello and welcome to another intriguing episode of Wikipedia, where we unravel the stories behind some of the most fascinating topics out there. I'm your host, Alloy, here to guide you through today's riveting journey. Now, get ready to travel back in time to the foggy streets of Victorian London, where we explore the chilling and enigmatic world of Jack the Ripper Stalks His Victims, a notorious case that has captured public imagination for over a century. Introduction, music fades out. Our story today focuses on an infamous character, Jack the Ripper. Many of you may already be familiar with the terrifying tales of this unidentified figure who haunted the streets of London in 1888. But today, we examine a unique angle of this mystery, the comic book story, Jack the Ripper Stalks His Victims. Created by the genius artist Brian Talbot, this narrative provides a fictional, yet eerily captivating look into the psyche of one of history's most dreaded figures. Imagine walking along the narrow, gaslit streets of Whitechapel during the late 19th century. The fog hovers low, with an occasional horse-drawn carriage passing by, and the clatter of footsteps echoes around you. The very thought sends shivers down the spine, doesn't it? How do we merge this setting with the vibrant, bold format of a comic strip? This is where Jack the Ripper Stalks His Victims steps in, a captivating mashup of gothic suspense and visual storytelling. But before we dive into the narrative of the comic itself, let's explore some context. Take a moment to consider, why does the tale of Jack the Ripper continue to fascinate so many of us, even today? Is it the thrill of the unsolved mystery, the gruesome details, or perhaps the chilling realization of dark possibilities that lay hidden in human nature? Brian Talbot, the creator behind this comic, taps into these sinister themes, giving us a multi-dimensional approach to this historical villain. The blend Talbot presents is colorful, yet dark, exaggerated, yet revealing, leaving readers with a deeper, though unsettling, sense of time and place. With these comics, what's particularly interesting is their ability to be as informative as they are entertaining. They go beyond just storytelling. This art form can serve as a mirror reflecting societal fears, exploring moral and ethical questions. For instance, calling upon our listeners to ponder, what draws society to revisit and retell the stories of infamous crimes like those of Jack the Ripper? It's not just about macabre curiosity. Could it be about understanding the underpinnings of evil in an effort to prevent future atrocities? Or is it, perhaps, a haunting reminder of how little we sometimes know about those who walk amongst us? Jack the Ripper's exploits in the comic strip aren't just about the murders. They are artistic explorations into the dualities of human personalities, a theme that still echoes through modern media. They ask, can art provide a safe space to explore our fears? Or does it sometimes blur the lines, making us immune to real-world horrors? As the story unfolds, we find ourselves enmeshed in the pursuit of an enigma, the hunters and the hunted, the blurred ethics of justice versus revenge. Talbot's work shines a flickering light on these nuanced edges through his panels. And here's a fascinating observation for our listeners to ruminate upon. In every retelling, does Jack the Ripper change, or do we? As society and our values evolve, does the character we imagine him to be evolve as well? Why does such a period piece continue to hold such power over modern audiences? Real-life anecdotes, like those of the police constables and citizens who patrolled the streets in fear, add yet another layer. Their lives are woven into a larger-than-life myth, while the world moved on, leaving the wounds unhealed. Stories and fates that comics attempt to capture, making them tangible, if fleetingly, once again. As we near the end of today's episode, it's crucial to reflect on the broader implications of these narratives. Are we merely spectators to history's mysteries, or do we bear a certain responsibility in how stories of violence and crime are told and received? In closing, I'd like you all to consider, how do we strike a balance between remembering and sensationalizing such tales? And as you contemplate this, I encourage you to delve into the comic itself. Experience the anxieties, the shadows, the artistry that seeks to bridge history with sensation. Outro music fades in. Thank you for joining me on this eerie yet enlightening exploration through the pages of Jack the Ripper Stalks His Victims. I hope it wooed just enough curiosity in you to embark on your own journey into this gothic tale. Until next time on Wikipedia, continue questioning, continue exploring, and perhaps let your curiosity roam a little in those shadowy corners of history.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Jack the Ripper Stalks His Victims. Thanks for listening. See you next time.